It's about 18 before the hour. Let's head out to Ponderosa. Here's John Boggs with his Breakfast Club guest this morning from the Ponderosa Steakhouse Restaurant. John?
Good morning, Rob. We're here with Cindy Cash, Tom Young, and Dave Tartar. A little bit ago on our bumper, you asked me who my guests were, and I said Max Tartar. Well, Dave and I were talking about Max right before we went on the air, and I introduced the wrong guest, so I wanted to clear that up before we got started. But we have Cindy Cash here talking about the John Jay Center Antique Auction coming up. Cindy, before we do that, tell us a little bit about the John Jay Center, what we've got going on there this fall, and just a little bit of your experience there in the last year.
Well, thank you, John, for allowing us to join you this morning for the Breakfast Club. And this fall, we do have 12 classes that the John Jay Center will be kicking off and offering. One of those will be starting August the 30th, and it's called Fusion. And it is a multi-generational team building course. And so those of you that would like a hands-on journey to a better understanding of people and what makes them think and act the way they do, especially as it relates to their generational background, this workshop will help you, will equip you and your participants into an effective, become effective leaders, understanding the challenges and opportunities and the best practices in leading the multi-generational teams. And that is on August the 30th, and the cost is $30, and that's just the start of our programs. You can see we will be offering a CNC machining class, also frontline leadership, Excel 1 and 2, Microsoft Excel 1 and 2, and Microsoft Word 1 and 2. Also, we have started a new program, our Certified Nursing Assistance Program, and a 10-hour OSHA. Basic electricity, that is slated to start in October. And ServSafe, if you are interested in receiving your ServSafe certification, you need to register by September 24th. And also a 5-week beginning welding class that will be held at the Jay County High School, and that will start in November. And digital photography. So you can see we have a lot of things coming up here this fall.
Now, Cindy, you've been at the John Jay, what, about a year now?
Yes, a year and a half.
Okay. And how are you enjoying it?
I am enjoying it. I really appreciate the opportunity to bring the programs that people are requesting and just continue to offer programs that our industry needs here within Jay County. And I think we're very fortunate to have this center here in Jay County to do that.
We are, and we have one of the board members here with us today, too, and Tom Young. Tom, tell us what your thoughts are about the growth of the John Jay Center and the classes and the offerings over the last few years.
Thank you, John. I have to say that I am no longer on the board. I was a board member for 3 years, but I'm still obviously very involved and on the marketing committee and very much a champion of John Jay and what they represent for Portland and the opportunities that they offer to Portland. My wife and I moved back here about 6 years ago, and John Jay was happening then, of course, in a different location. They were working on the Weiler Building, and seeing the dedication and the opportunities that Portland was seizing on was one of the reasons that we moved back here. And I really feel strongly that John Jay needs all the support of all of us. And I commend Cindy and the entire board for what they're doing and some of the new programs that they're offering, and I hope people will take advantage of them. And this auction is a great opportunity to support the center in a fun way and in a somewhat painless way. We also would be happy to take cash donations anytime.
Yeah.
But this is a great opportunity for the community to participate in John Jay's operational needs and their growth.
Well, you know, it's amazing, a community the size of Portland that has a facility like John Jay Center. I know it's a result of a lot of effort and a lot of work from a lot of people here in town, and I think it's something that we all are very proud of. But as you said, the antique auction, this is the second year for it, right?
Yes, last year was the kickoff, and The antique part of it is a little perhaps misleading. Opportunity to give items for auction covers anything. You know, it doesn't have to be an antique. But you'll be talking to Dave in a minute about the appraisals, but that's one component of this that's unique, that people have an opportunity to bring in some items, antique items, jewelry items, other items that have some value, and find out what they're worth at the appraisal time, and then hopefully they'll have a value to use to write off the item when they donate it to John Jay for the auction.
I like that segue there.
So that's a unique opportunity for this auction. But we accept any gifts that people think might be appropriate for auction.
Okay. Well, Dave, you, as Tom said, you're going to be there doing appraisals. How do you value stuff like that? I mean, is it just experience, a good guess, or is there
a formula? No, it's not really a guess, Tom. It's John. It's sorry, we're even now.
Okay,
but John. It's mainly just for experience over the years of appraising items that we've seen sold and do the research on it, and just over a period of time, it's just vast, mainly knowledge. Hopefully, a lot of it. So
okay.
And a lot of really unique items that we appraised last year. Had a lot of advertising. Folks bringing a lot of things. It was really neat to hear a lot of the history, how they collected it or how they bought it and what it means to them. So, you know, that's a real nice thing to hear while we're doing the appraisal service.
So this is going to be, in addition to the auction, it's going to be quite a bit like the Antique Roadshow.
I think last year, which I was involved in, I appreciate them asking me, it was painted like an antique roadshow, which is really fun and unique.
I think that it'd be worth just coming up to watch people bring stuff in to get it appraised.
Yeah, it was. It was a really unique thing, and it was just real interesting. I hope we get to appraise a lot of items and see a lot of more unique items this year.
Okay. Well, let's go back to Rob for a few minutes. When we come back, we'll find out the specifics about who, what, when, where, and why. And in the meantime, Dave, maybe you can come up with one of the most unusual things yours has to appraise. But right now, let's go back to Rob.
Okay. And real quick, John, you might just real quickly give the times. I know you're going to talk about that some more, but the times when the appraisals will happen and then when the auction starts and all that.
Okay. The auction is going to be August 17th from 4 to 7. And the live and silent auction begins at 6 p.m. So from 4 to 6, anyway, you can come in and get your appraisals and anything you can bring in, consignment items, too. So
the live auction starts at 4 o'clock also?
No, the live auction starts at 6 p.m.
Okay. So 4 to 7 is the appraisals.
Right.
Okay, very good. Thank you. And we'll get back with John with more from Ponderosa in just a moment.